This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 14 pro-Palestinian protesters got tickets this week at the Auraria campus in downtown Denver. Students had briefly occupied a campus building during finals and graduation week. Officials said several dozen protesters entered an engineering and science building on Tuesday. They said the protesters were preventing students from getting to classrooms for finals. The tickets were the first police action since 40 people were arrested at the anti-war encampment 2 weeks ago. It was a busy day Wednesday at the state legislature, the end of the legislative session, and the last day in office for some members of the state House and Senate. Some are running for another office. Others are term limited. That's the case with Democratic Representative Leslie Herod.
I'm grateful that on this last day we seem to come together and be a little bit more, we are celebrating each other more, and I really appreciate that, especially it being my last day.
A proposed tax credit to turn empty offices into apartments could come back next year in the state legislature. The bill to give developers millions of dollars to convert properties into residential units stalled out during the legislative session that ended yesterday. The bill was meant to address a lack of affordable housing and a glut of empty commercial buildings in cities across Colorado. The bill's sponsor says he'll try again next year. In Congress, Colorado's U.S. House delegation voted mostly to keep Speaker Mike Johnson in his job Wednesday. Johnson survived an effort by a fellow Republican to remove him from the Speaker's seat. Among Colorado's delegation, only Democrat Diana DeGette voted against dropping that motion. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.